comes that one comes as a kid. It basically comes on a freight truck on a pallet, and they lift it down, and there you go. And you unwrap it. It's got all the bolts and everything is just in pieces and together. And so that was kind of fun too, because you really know how everything works, goes together, and how all the parts work, and which is kind of helpful later on down the road as far as maintaining, and if you need to repair anything, you sort of know how all the inner workings are, because you put it together from just pieces. So it was kind of fun to put it all together, you know. And they're a really good company to work with. They actually sent a rep down here. They're based out of Canada. They do have a location in New York, just across the border, I believe. But they came down and they did an article. In fact, they put it in. It's an article on my operation in Sawmill and Woodlot magazine. Set a guy down and cut some logs up and sort of, did an interview throughout a couple of days. And then they ended up making a promo video on their website from, the things that we had accomplished those couple of days. And this is a big, as I'm sure it probably is around you, this is a big woodworking area, and there's a lot of Amish people around here. For a lot of years, I took it to an Amish guy who had this interesting setup where he would burn all these scraps from another business that he had. It's a long story, but anyway, he had basically a big kiln box, and then he had this big boiler, like a big fire box, I guess, with water jack around it, and he would throw all his scraps in there from his other business. And they would heat the water, and the water would circulate through the kiln, and the fans would blow it. And anyway, it eventually, that whole thing burned down, and he rebuilt. And ever since he rebuilt, he wasn't doing as good of a job. I then found, and then there's another Mennonite guy in Effort, Pennsylvania, who wrote up, but he's so far away from me, because what I do, I cut my lumber and I sticker it and I stack it outside, cover it up and let it dry down to about 20 cent, and then I pick the whole stack up, stickered, and I put it on my trailer, and then I take it straight to the kiln, and it remains stickered so that it doesn't have to be, reassembled. Take bread in the kiln. So anyway, my point is that the one guy that was really, really good actually did it in the back of an old trailer. It's like a tractor trailer, over the road trailer, and he kind of had an interesting, like a railroad track that ran up into the bed of the truck, and circulator fans in there and everything, and then he would close it all off, and then he had he would burn shavings from his wood shop. Kind of the same idea with heat water, and the water would circulate through the problem there was that it was probably a 40-minute drive, with a trailer and all this lumber stack. It was just a time-consuming thing. So I found an company down here that's really close. They're a little more expensive for me, but they do a great job, and they dry it down to right down to like 5 or 6% when it comes out, which is perfect for me. So basically, I go over there, and then I take it all off the stack and dry stack it on my trailer and bring it back here and put it away. Yeah, this might be something that would be of interest. And if you find the Sawmill and Woodlot, I had designed and patented. I'm also a singer, songwriter, guitar player. That's another stuff. So I play all around in local restaurants.